Newsbiscuit. Real fake news.
Welcome to Newsbiscuit, the UK's original fake news. Newsbiscuit, asleep at the wheel of truth. I'm your host, Renfo, and I'm joined by three people cruelly snubbed by the Oscars and polite society. All L.
Hello.
Sketchley.
Hello.
And Chip Chase.
Hello, hello.
This month sees the House of Commons ban extremist groups, starting with itself. Labour is angry to see Diane Abbott bullied, because that's their job. And the M25 is temporarily closed as its portal to hell is being repaired. So that brings us to our first round news in brief, where our panelists select their favourite headlines. Ship Chase, we're going to start with you.
Oh, right, okay. I'm the least prepared, I suspect.
And why is that, Chip Chase? Were you late? Were you so late for the podcast?
I was up to 3 o'clock writing my script for this. But
right. There's no script. This is improvised gold.
That's what happens when you work with amateurs. Willy Wonka World fails due to UK already having enough chocolate-covered rivers. Two octopuses spotted on Caribbean beach walking arm in arm in arm in arm. Maidenhead voters think May election unlikely.
Is this Theresa May stepping down? It's one of those things where I was like, I'd completely forgotten she was still in the House of Commons. It's like when someone says someone's dead, I'm like, oh, are they? I died years ago.
Poultry shortage forces man addicted to chicken sandwiches to go cold turkey. Southwest London backs Russian president. Putin's rooting for Putin.
Over to you, Paul.
Oppenheimer blows away Oscars.
Because what did he invent there, Paul?
The bath bomb, was it?
Yes, the bath bomb, correct.
I haven't seen it. Has anyone seen it?
No. It's really good. Oh. It's excellent. And the other Oscar winner that I'd recommend is Poor Things.
I've seen that. That's very good.
Yeah, it's really imaginative. The acting's really good. And yet, the one thing I've been saying to people is like going, and my teenage self has been very angry with my current self saying it. I've been saying to people that the sex scenes are too long. And the teenage Renfo would be like, no, the teenage, if anything, there's not enough sex scenes, but there are a lot. I'm seen enough.
I don't know what to say. Too long. Oh, this is too long, this.
I was just bored of Emma Stone's chest. And when you're bored of Emma Stone's chest, you're bored of life. That's my feeling. But up and eye. Very good.
Emma Stone's chest, then Oppenheimer, yes.
Yeah. That's why I'm a great segue guy.
Teen's decision to quit Facebook causes mixed emoticons. I'm not too sure if anyone starts. If you're young now, you start Facebook, would you? I don't know.
No. I'm not on Facebook because I consider it an old person thing. And I'm old. I think it's now your Facebook is primarily used for funeral arrangements.
MySpace.
Yeah, such and such has died. Can we reach out to the family members? Can you all attend on this date? That's the purpose of Facebook.
Playa de Ingles made more authentic by importing 8,000 tons of raw sewage so they can feel right at home by clutching their stomachs and vomiting uncontrollably. Yeah.
Nice. So it's the real thing. They've regenerated this place to make it more appealing. Not the sewage bit. I understand that's the comic conceit.
It's so simple.
But no, I understand that bit. But have they actually done a mock-up kind of British town in?
Yeah, you can play the slots, I suppose.
That's the British culture that you know about. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Selling cagoules at the back of the beach.
Many people would suggest Shakespeare or Jane Austen. You've gone with the slots.
Yeah. Correction, Lee Anderson is now a reform MP, not a reformed MP.
Yes, Lee Anderson, he's a curious fellow. He can't decide which political party to be a twat for. I mean, he is consistent, at least, I suppose. He is an objectionable person. But his political leanings seem to sort of sway in the wind from being just an arsehole to a dickhead, and he's not quite sure which one he wants to go with.
Baby born on Ryanair flight incurs several charges. I read about a thing with Michael O'Leary. Apparently, he's given carte blanche to his social media team to troll anyone who says anything bad about Ryanair on there. Well, yeah, they had one. I think someone put like, oh, complaining about the stairs. Like they put on X, bring my own stairs next time. The customer put, and they replied, I tell you what, bring your own plane.
At what point does it sort of stop being trolling and start being something that the craze might say? Yeah. Well, that's assuming you can walk to the stairs. Yeah, you can't walk upstairs if you've got ain't got no kneecaps.
Other social media teams for other companies are probably quite jealous of them.
It's like the Daily Star headline writers are giving carte blanche to be very funny. It's more like Viz, isn't it? It's great, some of it.
It is. Mrs. Renfro says, because on the BBC website, you can see the headlines of the newspapers. She says, because she's not a reader, Mrs. Renfro, let's be honest. But she says she scrolls through the whole lot. She doesn't care what all the newspapers say, apart from...
The Star. The Star is where it's at. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because that just, whatever else, it brightens her day and confuses her.
And try that with the instigator of the famous Liz Truss lettuce.
Were they? Well, yeah, that is top trolling, right?
It is, yeah, right there.
Right, Sketchley, what have you got?
Russian presidential election. Putin practicing his surprise faced. that just came out all shades of wrong, didn't it?
Did anyone put money on the other candidates in that election?
I wouldn't have dared.
Maybe on their eyes.
Yeah.
A penny on each.
and was it 13% didn't vote for him?
Yeah.
They must be a nervous 13%, I would have
thought. They are currently breaking rocks in Siberia, I suppose.
Is that 13% of those who voted, though?
Yeah.
Because there might be a much greater number of people who just didn't bother turning up.
He's a popular man.
The house arrest.
Popular man, isn't he?
Andrew to be photoshopped out of royal family.
Poor old Andrew. There was a moment, wasn't there, in the last few weeks when all the speculation about Kate was reaching kind of a manic kind of point. And Andrew must have thought, oh, great, this is my opportunity to get back in again. Because Kate, they're having a go at her. And of course, it's now come out that Kate's very poorly with cancer. Mm. And Andrew must be like, ah, damn it. That was my one chance. That was my one chance to get
Why
back
can't
in.
I have cancer?
Yes.
Even cancer doesn't like him.
No.
I am a cancer.
A bit unfortunate that we can't do a huge number of Kate Middleton jokes now.
It was one of them ones where everyone on the internet has gone, ooh, okay.
You're going back over your tweets going, did I go in a bit too hard? Oh, I don't know.
Wheat farmers bracing themselves for Theresa May retirement. Yep.
I mean, that was her confession, wasn't it? It was about the naughtiest things she'd ever done was run through a field of wheat.
Yeah.
Was it naked?
No.
The wheat?
She wasn't naked when they're running through the field.
No, God, no.
In my mind, she was.
Yes. I'm in Paul's mind watching him watch her in this field of wheat. No, just because I feel... If it's naughty, surely it's got to be naked. But maybe that says something about me and my moral boundaries. So why is it naughty to run through a field of wheat when you're fully clothed? What's so naughty?
Well, because as a farmer, get off my land, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
just trespass.
She's running through fast. I mean, just
trespass. That's naughty, naughty stuff.
Oh,
when you're from Maidenhead.
So no nudity at all? Oh, it's no. Pointless.
Oh,
if you're not doing it naked, you're not participating. And that's why they don't let me do kiddies parties anymore.
So right, that's why we're all dressed like this.
Yes.
Give it up for Mr. Chuckles.
Sorry, yeah, everyone at home can't see. Everyone, I insisted everyone on the podcast today was naked. I said it was an Easter thing.
out of respect.
Yes, it's what Jesus would have wanted.
But the nipple tassels, really?
Yeah, but, you know, most conventional people would have worn them on their nipples, but you've gone for a different option, and that's fine. carry on.
Paperless NHS controversy as they start with the toilets. And Hamas wins Rochdale by-election.
Reference to George Galloway, yeah? Because it was Liz Truss said in an interview, she just said that if he wins, Hamas has won or whatever, a vote for him is vote for Hamas. And if that's the case, given that he got more votes than every other political party all combined, does that mean the entire population of Rochdale are pro-Hamas? This seems unlikely. So our next round is True Biscuit, where our panel has to guess which is a real headline and which is a fake one. Sketchley, what have you got?
An Instagrammer is selling bottles of her own farts for £237.
Not Gwyneth Paltrow again.
Bottles of her own farts?
Yes.
Two thoughts. First of all, I was thinking, have we had this story before? And then my second thought was, how can I also monetize my own farts? Because there's an unlimited supply. Unlike North Sea gas, I could keep going for years.
Not to disparage you, Renfro, but I do, I'm assuming the Instagrammer is not
unattractive. cut to the quick.
Renfro, you have your own charms. I'm just not too sure.
But what makes you think her farts are any sweeter smelling than mine?
I just assume. I'm okay. Please send them over to me.
I will do. And I think diet has a lot to do with it. And obviously, you know, leading up to the bottling of the farts, what I would do is I would just eat rose petals.
Okay.
Continuously.
I take it back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I offended you.
This is like the worst episode of Dragon's Den ever. Wait till I finish my pitch. So, okay. And this Instagrammer, so this isn't like an OnlyFans, because OnlyFans, I think there's all sorts of kinks out there. But this is someone who's on Instagram's gone, oh, well, you know, the podcast isn't doing well enough. Let's just bottle farts. Yeah.
I mean, her name is Cheng Wing Yi. She's 21. that's what she does. She's also sold used lingerie. Mm-hmm. For £237.
Her own or someone else's?
I assume her own. It doesn't actually say.
So you can pop down to a charity shop and just help yourself to soiled whatever it is and then resell. Is it tricky to trap a fart in a container as well?
I'd say so. Not whether it's some form of rudimentary pipework, I should imagine.
My God, what have you constructed in your imagination?
Yeah, Heath Robinson. Two drinking straws and a jam jar.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I wonder if you need another person there on hand to help you with it. I don't know.
Yeah, you could have the catcher. You could have the fart catcher. Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, how many is she producing a day? Or what's the kind of, I don't know, cubic size?
Well, I don't know how many she actually produces a day, but she does have a disclaimer on her thing that says it may take some time. may take some time to craft a scent jug, so the process may change without prior notice.
Mm. A scent jug.
A scent jug.
She's filling a jug.
There's two things here. If you buy one, it could be just a scam, could be just fresh air in there. But then if you uncork the bottle or unscrew the lid, then it sort of wafts away and
it escapes.
Apparently,
you've done your money for nothing, really.
It's Schrodinger's fart.
apparently, the scent can be retained for up to 30 days after opening the jar.
Wow.
You should see a doctor about that.
That's a lot of sprouts. That's a lot of sprouts and big beans gone into that.
I mean, that she's producing these things. Okay, let's just assume that's the case. But that people are actually willing to pay for them is, it seems more like, what's the cost? Maybe that'll convince me. How much for a jug
for the farts? It's £237.
Oh, fuck off. Not paying that.
Used lingerie £237, a mystery gift for £790, used bath water for £395.
Oh, my word.
The mystery gift sounds a bit suspect.
That sounds very scary, actually. The scary gift, I think that would be.
It's just a shit.
it's got a little daisy in the top.
Yeah. Well, she's done all right for herself if she's selling any of these things. But I can't imagine at those prices. Well, it's going to be one guy, isn't it? One guy, one eccentric millionaire.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's got more money than sense.
But apparently she's not the only one. Someone on Twitch has a business called Cutie Patooties, selling farts and bath water.
Mm-hmm.
Her jars sell for £791. Her bath water is £158. Just throwing it out there if anyone's...
Newsbiscuit. Newsbiscuit, we don't monetize stuff. You know, everything's done for free on Newsbiscuit, what have you. But I am saying right now to any Newsbiscuit listeners, I'm willing to come round and shit on your doorstep for free. if you just need to give me an address and a time, and I'll come round and do that, if that's what you require. And also, statistically, there's a good chance I might do it anyway, because I'm always out and about.
My dad used to do
And we should leave it at that. Paul's dad, the shame. What did he used to do, Paul?
So he used to run marathons, but when he was training, he ever got caught short. He used to just drop into friends' houses, knock on their door, say, hello, I'm out on a run. And they go, oh, hello. And he goes, can I use your toilet? And he just used their toilet.
I assume the friends were actually on his route. He wasn't then deviating another 30, 40 miles in another direction.
Your time is 23 days, 4 minutes.
I wouldn't have put it past him, to be honest with you, to take a diversion.
I was told, and I don't know because I've never done a marathon, and you can probably tell by looking at me, that on the London Marathon, there's a particular sort of tunnel area you go through. It's quite brief. And apparently, it's an absolute hellscape in there because that's the tunnel where everyone decides to vomit and shit and stuff because it's away from the cameras and the crowds. And it's just got people sort of lying, crying in fetal positions, covered in excrement. And then, of course, the camera cuts to the other side of the tunnel and everyone's running out all sort of jolly and happy, what have you. But in the tunnel, apparently, is like, you know, something from Dante's Inferno.
Well, I seem to remember Paula Radcliffe famously did her number ones as she ran along. And Cameron.
Gary Lineker shit himself at an England game. The video footage of it, and he's like a, you know, when a dog rubs its ass on the floor.
and none of them thought to monetize it.
Paul, are you buying into this fart?
I am buying into it for the story, and I'm writing the check out now. So
investing heavily.
I believe this is true. There's some funny people out there who would like this type of thing.
Paul.
Did I cover that up enough?
Yes. Yeah. Other people. Yes, yeah. Paul. Yes.
Sadly, I find myself in agreement. There are people who are mad enough to buy anything. Definitely.
It is true. What gets me about this? She's 21, right? This is this generation is banging on about global warming, destroying artworks with paint and dye, invading sports stadiums to make their point, and then they're selling farts in a jar.
Yeah, terrible.
And for you, those two things are conflated. Just oil and farting in a jar. One offsets the other in your head, does it, Sketchley?
No, I, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. Pick a lane.
They're the two options in life, are they?
Yes.
Save the environment, Greta Thunberg, or a big pile of shit. They're the two options. Okay.
Careers Day has changed, hasn't it?
Yes. Right, Paul, have you got a true biscuit for us?
A bilingual Englishman specialises in translating between English and Northern English.
This can't obviously be a written thing because people of the North don't write in a Northern style. Big T's in front of everything. That's not a thing. So he will accompany you physically. Yes. And while you think you're having a conversation with someone from North of the Watford Gap, he'll interject occasionally.
Explaining things.
Which of us has got the thickest accent? Chase, do you have the strongest accent out of the lot of us, I guess?
I'd say so, like, yes.
Do you feel that you would have benefited from having some?
Well, yeah, but see, accents is one of my things. I like accents. I'm very drawn to any sort of accent, and I could see a market for it. Definitely could see a market for it. You know, say you're a young, thrusting young executive, and you're living in Guildford or somewhere like that, and you take a job in, well, Halifax, for want of a better word, and you'd have to speak to the boss. You know, you wouldn't understand what he said, would you? Without these kind of services being available.
Can you imagine the expression on the boss's face, though? You just go, sorry, I can't understand. I just can't understand a word you're saying. I'm just brought this guy in. You said there's trouble at the mill. You say mill. I don't know. What's he saying?
Well, famously on Alan Partridge, there was a guy worked in the hotel, was a Geordie.
Oh, yes.
I guess all really, really quickly, you know, like it was just Partridge. And Partridge goes, that just sounded like a noise. It's the same thing, really.
Didn't Cheryl Cole get axed from one of the reality shows in America because they couldn't understand her Geordie accent?
Probably.
I'm trying to think how my Northern family relatives would just see this. All these years they assumed they were speaking English. But it turns out translator will rock up and go, no. Isn't there a Google Translate equivalent, though?
No, not for... This is what he's saying. It's not for, like, Scouse or Brummy or anything like that. It's just, you know...
Yeah.
Also, no one thinks they've got an accent either. It's always someone else. Yeah. So when I go over to visit my cousin in Ireland, his wife always says, I've got to take a bit of time to get used to it. And I'm like, what are you talking about, get used to it? Can't understand me, first of all. I'm like, what do you mean?
My eldest daughter, she grew up around sort of Portsmouth, and she used to have a strongest sort of, you know, Portsmouth kind of accent, you know, a bit rough and ready. And then she went off to study in Nottingham, and everyone she met in Nottingham used to say she sounded like the Queen. I'm like, well, she really doesn't.
I'm gonna say false on this one.
I'd love it to be true, but I think it's false too, because it doesn't sound to me like they've taken on board the possibility of regional dialect as well, which changes, you know, within a 5-mile radius.
You're saying people of the North England, some of them are different?
Yes, I am.
Know.
Yes.
I think you find everyone north of the Watford Gap, they all sound the same. What Game of Thrones taught me is everyone sounds like they're from Barnsley.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow, yeah.
It is false. Yeah. It's a news biscuit story.
Right then, Chip Chase, what have you got?
Chinese scientists to use snakes to predict earthquakes.
So Geiger counters are no good anymore.
Mm.
What is the kit? Is it a size? What is it called? The kit?
Seismometer, is it?
It's a seismometer.
Well, a Geiger counter is radiation.
So don't worry, I'll cut that out. I'll sound clever later.
Well, Renfro,
it's definitely not a Geiger counter, what you said.
Remember you said it was a Geiger counter? That's totally wrong.
Yeah.
That Geiger counter Renfro mentioned.
The snakes have been observed to start butting heads together. Stuff like that.
What, when the earthquakes are coming?
When there's an earthquake imminent, oh yes.
I assumed it was...
Why is headbutting going to help them?
I don't know.
Is it like Gary, this earthquake coming, knock me out. I don't want to live through it. Just...
And indeed, banging themselves against walls.
But the size... in my head, that's like a pen going up and down, isn't it?
It's like a trace, like an ECG sort of thing. Yeah.
So in my head, we've got that, and then the camera just pans across, and then there's two snakes butting heads.
Maybe the snake's holding the pencil that's going up and down.
Could be, yeah.
Why the arms are so squiggly? I haven't got any arms.
Oh. Having a seizure. The earthquake. No, he's all right.
Well, because your snake, see, your serpent or your snake can sort of predict very small tremors up to five days ahead.
And what, and a Geiger counter can't do that?
I don't know. Look, stop being scientific.
No, I understand that there might be a natural method that works
perfectly well, but then
science come along and invents a better one. I don't expect us to suddenly go back to saying, yeah, we're going to use giraffes as sundials. I don't expect that to be the way civilization works. Although, just digressing here, my father-in-law, who's an engineer, he got involved in a project which was like spotting bombs in airports and things. Mm-hmm. And they invested an awful lot of time and money in training bees to spot bombs. Because apparently bees will do that. Bees can smell Semtex or whatever it is. Turns out they can. It's like pollen for them. And they do a little dance. When they spot a bomb, they do a little bee dance, go, ah, ha, 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 it's a bomb.
And, busy little bee.
And you keep the bee in the box, and you look in the box, and you see if the bee's doing a little dance. And what you do, if you're really clever, is you make a beeping noise with the box to give the impression it's high-tech equipment. But inside, it's really just a dancing bee.
It's a true story.
Well, there's similarities between that and these.
I assume they just watch the snake, and if it starts vibrating across the room, they know there's an earthquake coming.
But then any animal would be good for that, then, sketchily. You could just have a hedgehog.
This is true. But snakes don't have any legs, so they won't fall over. They'll just keep going and going and going and going.
That's the kind of detail that NewsBiscuit is, investigative journalism at its best. Snakes, no legs.
According to my sources, they can spot them from up to 75 miles away as well.
Spot.
A source said.
Well, they spot them because they stand on top of each other's shoulders. Snakes get incredibly high when they do that. They can see.
Meerkats.
So the snakes can spot an earthquake from, say, is that what you...
that's what I'm saying. A bit like Renfro's story, they put them on drones, sort of elevate them to a decent height, and they sort of have a bit of a look around.
That's not true. Jeez. All this trouble.
They've got snakes on drones. That's the worst Samuel L. Jackson remake.
It seems to have gone to a lot of trouble for no reason when you have got science.
Well, it's the scientific equivalent of a cigar lighter on a bicycle, isn't it?
It's like Thames Water being out on the street with a diviner rod.
And there's sure there's not a sciencey way of doing it. Okay.
No, there definitely is.
There definitely is.
Right. Okay. Whatever.
Which country was this? Sorry.
It's China.
It wasn't, surely.
Or is Donald Trump?
It's not.
As Donald Trump would say, China.
Don't they eat snakes? I mean, it'd be like us sending a bag of chips up on a drone.
Which has probably happened, let's be honest.
Okay. I was sort of on board till you got to the drone bit. And then I can't see how they can secure us. Because it's got no shoulders or anything, no hips. So the rope would just fall through the rope, wouldn't it? So no, it's false.
I've come out from thinking it as false. I've gone through the unreality and thinking it's probably bloody. It's true. I'm going true, just because I've come out the other side.
It is true.
Is it?
The drones bit may have been sort of added in as a bit of subterfuge to throw.
Okay. As I said, I was on board until that point.
Well, so it's too late. You've gone. You put your X in the wrong box.
It is a competition now, we've really.
I didn't realise there's a cash prize at the end.
Is it me now?
Yeah, I think we started with you, didn't we, Paul?
Okay, I love a world record. Guinness World, this is a sad tale, actually. It's a Guinness World Records oldest dog, Bobby, stripped of title.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Bobby has now died.
He wasn't.
That will stop you being the oldest dog.
He wasn't stuffed and they just wheeled him about a bit, moved him about when the Guinness inspectors came along. Well, Bobby.
He died.
That's Biden.
He died at the age of 31 years and 165 days. The Guinness World Records has now said there is no conclusive evidence that Bobby lived that long.
Dogs don't have birth certificates.
I don't think Bobby cared when he was alive, and he definitely doesn't care now he's dead. But they had a chip inserted into Bobby. But this is where it's very confusing.
It's
very confusing, and then I just realised not interesting. So it's
You looked like you glazed over there as you were.
That double whammy hit me suddenly, reading it.
No, it's nice because you don't get out much. No, this is nice that you get to check the people. No, so are we saying there was a chip that was inserted in him as a puppy, and they got the age from the chip itself? The chip went
It turned out that chipping did not require proof of age for dogs born before 2008. So,
how old was this dog?
Yeah, what's it in dog years?
Yeah, that's what I'm...
In dog years? Oh, wow.
Seven years to a year, wasn't it? So that's about 300, 200 and something, or other, isn't it?
So, yeah, it was 31 years.
Yeah,
that's biblical age.
And was he a good boy?
Very good boy. Very, very good boy.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes a mockery of the world records, really. I mean, what else has not been...
Exactly.
I am now doubting the moon landings off the back of this. Thank you, Paul.
Well, yeah. Well,
I mean, it's thrown a whole lot of
me started.
This whole true biscuit is there was an old dog, but he isn't an old dog. you bring us the choiciest stories, Paul.
Oh, but you remember when you fought a Geiger counter, though?
Yeah. That's getting edited out. Putting Geiger counter in. When I said it in my head, I went, Geiger counter? And I went, I don't think that's the right thing, but it's the only thing I could think of, so I'm sticking with it.
To be fair to you, none of us corrected you, because none of them.
Well, I've been well brought. I was going to correct them, but I've been too well brought up.
Oh, yeah.
Three strikes that we leave in the podcast for people who are like outraged, who like to write in.
On the YouTube, people put misinformation in their videos on purpose so that people comment and it boosts them in the algorithm. Obviously, that's what you were trying to do, really.
It's never worked for us before, I'll be honest. But hey-ho, yes, Geiger counter. Now I've said a lot. That has to now...
Brentford, I'm just trying to cover up the paucity of my story.
No, you brought us a dog that was old and then wasn't old. And that's true. I think... That is the riddle of the Sphinx right there. Yeah. So, okay, not only is this true or not true, are you even vaguely interested again?
I don't think it's true.
It is true.
It comes to a surprise to no one that it is true.
I was about this one. Elvis Presley was originally blonde. I'll put it to you that his black hair was only an affectation to make him look edgier.
So you're saying he dyed it or did the hair change colour?
No, he dyed it.
Ah, you see, I was born blonde and I went dark and then it's gone bald, basically, over time.
I was one of you. I was born blonde as well.
And Sketchley, were you also part of our Nazi breeding program?
So I used to use boot polish.
Caught in the rain, you're inadvertently doing blackface.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you have his career would have taken a very different direction.
The thing is, he's quintessentially known as dark-haired, isn't he? And good-looking.
A singer, really.
Yeah, a singer as well, yeah.
Do people polish their boots anymore?
I do. You're
and the so Sergeant frugal. Major isn't very happy if you don't, anyway.
No, I just remember doing it quite a lot as a kid. But back in the day, you have a piece of cloth, and I always remember you get a black finger for about a week, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
After having you've polished your...
Spit and polish.
No. You used the cloth, though, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, but your finger would be in the cloth. But the
Yeah, but you're using the cloth.
It would get through.
You wrap the cloth around your finger.
It would get through, and you just got a black finger.
It's a sad tale of your thin cloths.
Yeah.
And then you scratch your face.
Yeah.
A kid with one black finger. And that's how when the bullying started.
Yeah. That's a sad tale.
That's one of my funniest jokes. Binoculars with black ink around them and somebody looks through them.
They don't do that. There's two things that people don't do anymore. They don't clean their own boots with boot polish. And nobody uses binoculars. That's a dying art.
Many slapstick jokes, that, you know. Yeah. It's not fair, is it?
I don't know what the telescope would be. Covering an iPhone in jelly or something. No, it doesn't quite work.
Let's go true, because it sounds true. That's all I've got.
If dogs can get old, then Elvis can have blonde hair. All these things are possible in the world.
Yeah.
And if a Geiger counter can measure an earthquake.
Yeah, true.
You just resigned to it. Yeah, whatever.
It's true.
I've got a quickie. Sesame Street introduces Trumpy, the orange-faced Muppet.
Should do. I want that to be true. I really want that to be true.
Is Trumpy a happy Muppet? Does he teach us how to spell and things like the other Muppets? Or does he?
He does have a dislike of the Hispanic cast members. He's set to build a wall around Oscar the Grouch. He's set to repeal Bert and Ernie's wedding and Grover's health insurance.
And cheat at golf.
Yeah, it's better than Mr. Snuffleupagus, who suffers from dementia. Well, he isn't going to win the election.
Puppet master based in Moscow.
Ah, very good. Ironically, you know, it's a hand up him rather than him doing it to someone else, I guess. But
I'm going to say it's false for various reasons. But one being mainly I saw Sketchley reading the News Biscuit book.
Chip Chase, despite all this information, and that you might have seen Sketchley reading it from a book just then.
Well, yeah. I'm a conspiracy therapist. A therapist?
Yes, a conspiracy therapist. That's great.
Oh, don't edit that out, and I'll not mention Geiger counter again.
No, my mind's going wild about what conspiracy therapists would be like.
They come and listen
to your problems, and then they make up shit about your mum. Yeah. This brings us to the Magic 8-Ball.
The Magic 8-Ball!
Each of our guests is going to give us their predictions for next month's news.
WH Smith's management reveals shop was closed down for the past 10 years.
GB News runs out of mad Tory right-wingers to offer programmes to.
NASA staff will confirm aliens have been living on Earth for centuries by pulling off their masks and shouting, surprise!
And that brings us to the end of this episode, and I can reveal this month's winner is Putin. It's always Putin. And I'd like to thank our guests, Sketchley.
See ya.
Paul L.
Goodbye.
And Chip Chase.
Goodbye.
And I leave you with these headlines. Spectacle thief robs victims blind. Crap cricket team gets all its ducks in a row.
Hey.
And Israeli Eurovision entry is to reprise Boom Banger Bang.
You've been listening to News Biscuit, free to read and free to write for. We accept submissions from any budding satirist, young or old. Visit newsbiscuit.com to submit headlines, stories, and to support new writers.
News Biscuit. Real fake news.
That definitely registered on my Geiger counter as a good one.
You see, now I've got this terrible dilemma. Do I cut out the Geiger counter reference to make myself look smarter, but knowing that that's going to remove 40 minutes worth of material from the podcast? Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to leave it in, aren't I? Apologies to any of my science teachers from way back in GCSE. I can't do a Geiger counter. And was it a seismograph? It's a seismograph, isn't it?
A seismograph or something like that. Is it a size? I don't know. Size something or other anyway.
Oh,
size matters.
Yeah.